What do you think of coverage units and the way you finally were able to put some, you know, put a lineup together and play in the whole game?
I thought they played fast. I thought they played physical. Anytime you can hold those type of returners, Spiller and McKelvin, to where we did, I was pleased. I think we can do better, though.
Joe, during the preseason, you encourage your returners to pretty much take everything off to get a good look at them. What do you tell Sonoris in terms of, is there like a rule of thumb for when you want him coming out and what kind of judgment he's using?
It's all situational. We're going to make sure that each kickoff has a rule applied to it. They may be different for each kickoff. So, you know, we'll go through that as the year goes on. And, you know, we were relatively pleased other than the one that happened. So we got to get that corrected, and we will. Well, he all preseason, like I talked about, he was fast. He was physical. He played with a lot of passion, a lot of energy. He's just lacking experience, and that's how you get experience, is by playing.
On the flip side of that, Cassim was down, and he played quite a bit for you last year. Is there anything he can do in particular to get his spot back?
Yeah, we have to. You know, it's the big thing about the 53 and the 46 is. You have to make the numbers work for your team, and that's a problem every week, to be honest with you. So we just have to keep working through that as the year goes on.
Do you see a potential impact from adding Ahmad Dixon?
We liked what we saw on film, no question about that. He was a physical kid, ran fast. We liked what we saw on film, so that's why he's here, and we'll see what happens.
Do you think most players are aware, if you're not in a starting group, how important special teams really is to a football team? What kind of opportunity they got?
Sure hope so. You know, we try to preach it to them all the time. I think when it gets to the season, they actually figure it out. Because now, you know, certain guys are inactive, certain guys are active. They're actually playing during that time. So that was really the only time that a lot of those guys saw the field was fourth down or a kickoff or a kickoff return. So I hope they get that point, and I think they will as the year goes on, and they're definitely going to get it this week because this is an outstanding special teams unit, and got all the respect in the world for Brad Seeley and what he's done over the years.
Joe, with Spurlock being released, does that mean you're committed to Sonoris, or is it kind of going to be a week-by-week type of thing with returning?
We're going to have to see how that goes. You know, I mean, kickoff return right now is at a point where really when you look at it, there was really one, in my opinion, returnable ball, and it wasn't the one that we took out, to be honest with you. So, you know, it's just at a point where you've got to make good decisions on that particular look. And, you know, that position, unfortunately, has become devalued in certain situations. Now, I can tell you it's not going to be devalued here because you're not going to get that day every day at Soldier Field, as we all know. So we're going to have to keep working through that and keep that process going as the year goes on. They all did a good job. You know, I don't really want to single out anybody because I thought all of them played hard and played fast, and that's what we wanted out of the first game. We wanted them all to play with great effort and play as fast as they possibly could, which I thought they did.
Are you comfortable on those two coverage units, Joe, punt and kick, that you've identified your top 11, or are you still working from a group of 12, 13, 14 that you're trying to figure out the top 11?
You're still trying to figure it out. I mean, we've got competition going every week to see who's going to be active every week. You know, started in practice today. We'll review the film and then go from there. But, you know, you really, to me, you don't have your top 11 anyway right now. You should really work off of a group about eight, and then there's some starters that are going to be active all the time for you. And that's how you build it as much as you can.
So the follow-up to that, is there a fair amount of give and take with you and Mel on Friday, Saturday, trying to figure this out?
It really starts on Monday is really when you have to start it. I mean, it's you have to go over the roster as much as you can. It starts with Phil and Mark, and then trickles down to me and Mel and everybody else on the staff and Aaron. So you have to come up with the 46 and practice the right guys as the week goes on.
Joe, if Mel returns now, is he going to be Santonio, or will all the guys get looked at?
I don't know all the guys now, you know. I mean, no, I think, you know, that was probably the most frustrating thing in that game, because if you really watch the first return, 81 for them. We knew he was a hard matchup, and he made a great play going into that game. because he stopped the big play. Santonio had a chance to get going on that one. And then the second one that he had to fair catch, the same type of situation. So that, to me, was the most disappointing team out of the rest of them. We had a chance to get started well on punt return, and we didn't. We've got to really focus on that and make the most of those opportunities.
What did you like about Rashad Ross when you guys brought him into the practice squad?
We watched him in Washington, and we liked his explosion. We liked his fearlessness. You know, he's not the biggest guy in the world, but he is very fearless with the ball in his hand, and we liked his production in the preseason.